talk. Canadians want a healthy climate, but things keep getting worse. Wildfires, droughts, and floods are driving up the cost of living. There is a way forward. You don't have to face this alone. With Citizens Climate Lobby Canada, you can do a lot. Working together, we can create lasting climate solutions. Visit citizensclimatelobby.ca and step into your power with Citizens Climate Lobby Canada.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something every day, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Yo, this is Black Tai Chi, the mic conductor, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in B Baby BC.
My friends, it's a winter wonderland, and this is Wandering Rhythms right here on CJSF 90.1. If you haven't heard the show before, well, you are tuned in now to 2 hours of sounds from across our wonderful blue planet, blue and white, and black and brown and green. And yes, the first hour will be a big mix-up of styles and sounds from all over. A lot of new stuff, certainly. And in the second hour, we will travel this week to a place we have never been to. It is called the Côte d'Ivoire, or the Ivory Coast in English. Perfect translation between English and French. And yeah, West Africa, one of my favorite places on the planet musically. I've yet to travel there in physical form, but someday I will, and, well, I have a lot of great sounds to share with you. In an hour from now, we will hear, amongst other things, some gbegbe music, some soul music, some coupé décalé, a bit of reggae, some zouglou, and even some disco hip-hop from the 80s. Yes, a lot of amazing sounds in West Africa. And we will do a historical journey, so from the old, good old days to the new banging days of whatever is going on now. Yes, so Ivory Coast, 1 hour away. But yes, if you didn't, well, if you haven't listened to the show, or maybe if you do, you may notice that I wasn't here the last few weeks. We heard some reruns. I was, in fact, in my homeland of Ontario. I visited Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal, and now I'm back in the flesh, live, and yeah, I have some music to share for you. Some bands that I discovered over there. I'm going to start with a band from Toronto. Actually, they're from Victoria originally, but now based in the big, big city there in Toronto, Ontario, and they are a lovely, synthy, cloud-sounding band. It sounds like you're inside of a cloud. They are called Hush Pup. Very sweet three-piece, and I almost saw them perform at the Silver Dollar. I got there after their set, and everyone was like, oh man, you missed such a good show. So I ended up discovering their music anyways, and here we go, Hush Pup. They have a single that came out last year, 2015. This is called Hizyo's Jungle, and there's a sweet video of their pet pug playing around in the forest to accompany the song. So here we go, Hush Pup on Wandering Rhythms. This is CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
right here is Wandering Rhythms. And, well, the first set of the program included that last band called Mantequilla. Yes, a group of Afro-Latin-sounding music, but they are based in Lower Normandy in France. Yes, many four gentlemen that are not, I don't think any of them are actually from France, but one of them, a musician from a group called La Gallera Social Club, a Venezuelan fellow, and he's the vocalist on this group. Well, just a single called Canción de la Dignidad. Very, very nice stuff. Mantequilla. And before that, we heard the classic rhythm section of reggae music, probably the most famous. They're called Sly and Robbie, and that would be Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare. Yes, bass and drums. They've performed on countless reggae albums, and they have a brand new record. It is called One Fine Dub. 9 tracks of deep down dubby goodness, and it just came out November 30th, so just last week. And they're also joined by a fellow named Brinsley Ford on this one, and a lot of other musicians playing guitar, keyboards, percussion, etc. And yeah, recorded at The Anchor in Kingston, Jamaica. So still keeping it deep and Jamaican. And that track we heard, by the way, was called Tribal War Dub. So beautiful stuff, beautiful stuff. Those guys have been active since 1976. 4 decades straight and still doing just as good as they were in the old days. Yeah, Sly and Robbie. And before that, we started off the program with a angelic Toronto trio called Hush Pup with the song Hisyo's Jungle. If you want to look that up, it's H-I-S-Y-O apostrophe S Jungle. Hisyo's Jungle. Hush Pup. And we're going to keep the Sonic Wonders coming, and next I'll play something that I just ran across in the depths of the interwebs last night. A fellow or woman, who knows, mysterious creature named Zenji from the UK. And on this little EP that just came out, what, yesterday? December 4th? Yesterday. He or she plays their favorite piano pieces warped into almost unrecognizable flavors, but this one actually quite recognizable. If you know Eric Satie, you probably heard the song, even if you don't know him. He was a minimalist French piano player at the turn of the 20th century, and this is a take on his classic Gymnopédie numéro 1. Zenji with Airship right here on Wandering Rhythms.
We've been receiving so many calls asking about the marvelous airship and the spirit of freedom. May or may not be passing over our area. I'll let you know as soon as we have more information available. But first, here's the weather forecast. Skies are
Wandering Rhythms here. I am your host, Nick Legacy. You can call me Nick Legs if you like, I guess, because nobody else does. This is Wandering Rhythms. Yes, we have just visited a few wonderful places. The last was a little city called Seattle, just a few hours south of where I sit. And that was an artist who goes by Le Ton Mité. And he seems to have a love affair with French language. He doesn't have an amazing French accent, but he still tries his darndest, and he does a lot of French songs. And I imagine he's based in Seattle. Le Ton Mité, and that song, an ode, not in French, an ode to his home, I think, of Seattle, and that was called Space Needle. And yes, the anthem for the birthplace of Jimi Hendrix and Microsoft, amongst other things like grunge music. And a new EP called Mystery Trail to Space Needle, Le Ton Mité. And before that, we heard a very pulverizing little piece of music from Nepal, from the central region of Nepal. That was grindcore band Chapang.